The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 6-0 in conference play and 9-0 overall. Michigan visits Iowa on Saturday, and 8 p.m. Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take care of those questions right now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Laura Schmidt, 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, Coach. I was just wondering what you see as you scout the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well, a very good team. That won their conference last year and returned 7 starters on defense with some All Big Ten players, All American players. Very good quarterback. Diverse schemes on both sides of the ball. You know, excellent team.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question is from Steve McGarkey, Associated Press.
I was just wondering what your opinion was on whether the playoff committee should take margin of victory into consideration and what kind of barometer that you think that is for measuring a team's strength.
I don't have an opinion on it, and I don't know the answer to your question.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. excuse me. Looking back at Saturday, just a question regarding player usage. We saw Juwan Bushel-Beede line up, I believe, as a third tight end a couple times. We saw Devin Asiasi in the backfield. I know that you've spoken about Juwan's versatility and foot speed earlier in the year, and I know that you guys like Devin as well. What is the potential, I guess, specifically for maybe even Devin? Is there a chance that maybe he's a fullback or you use him a little bit more than as a tight end?
Well, Devin, we've been using him in the backfield lately and throughout the course of the season, probably about in the same proportion. You know, he's versatile that way. He motions out of the formation. He lines up attached to the formation, and he lines up in the backfield. He's got a lot of skill and a lot of versatility. And Juwan, same thing. Juwan's been using those roles, sixth offensive lineman role, throughout the season as well. But yeah, always looking for ways to put players in a position to be successful and contribute.
If I could follow up real quick, with Juwan, just with this being, you know, his first year, really getting a lot of experience, he has moved around a lot. What have you seen just out of his just overall versatility? Is he kind of like maybe one of the most versatile linemen that you've had?
Had on the team this year or in the...
Well, in general, I know that you don't like to compare, but I mean, just, you know, I guess lineman with versatility like his, but correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't come along all the time.
Well, he plays tackle. He plays, can play both right and left tackle. And then also, has been used as a sixth offensive lineman. He's a versatile player, I agree.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner, MLive.com.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Oh, good, Nick. How you doing?
Very good. Obviously, you guys kept Maryland well under their average on the ground, but they did get you guys on the edge a couple times. When you watched the film back over, what was your evaluation on some of those busts around the corner?
We have to set an edge. We have to do a better job setting an edge. Really that simple. And so that thing we addressed at halftime and we're going in the right direction as the second half
Is that a team thing? Is that just the linebacker? Is that the corner? Is that everybody? Is that the end involved as well?
Yeah, I mean that's the edge can be set by a linebacker, a defensive end, or a secondary player. You have those options, and there's some times where we didn't set it the way we should have. Lesson
Thanks,
learned,
sir.
and get it corrected and move forward.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Jim. I've noticed that when teams play some of the best teams in the Big Ten, they generally do better the first week. That maybe it takes a toll the second week. Do you think there's anything to that?
I don't know. I haven't studied that.
Okay. I mean, you played very well against Penn State, handled them pretty easily, and then struggled the next week with a much tougher game against Wisconsin. I don't know if there was a cumulative effect or not, if you noticed that.
Again, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't studied that.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Leo Hackerty at Sports Magazine.
Afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach. Players aren't stupid. They don't need the polls to figure out what they have to do to get in the playoffs.
No, they're not. I agree.
Thank you, Coach.
They're not.
Is it easier for you to be able to tell your team that they control their own destiny rather than have to scoreboard watch for help?
I don't know that we address it either way. I mean, we're focused on the game at hand, win the next game. That's where we put our focus.
Coach, is this your typical Kurt? Okay. Coach, is this your typical Kurt Ferentz Iowa team that they run first offense and a physical defense?
And more, and much more than that. As there's always his, I think his coach does a incredible job, as good as anybody in coaching. And I wouldn't say their excellence is more diverse than what you described. It's we're going through it right now, trying to find out where we can be successful, and it's not easy.
Coach, last question. Thank you for your time. Being today's election day and everyone on your program, players, coaches, and staff are probably eligible. Do you encourage them to vote?
Yes.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.